From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A Nigerian man is facing federal charges in what the White House is calling a failed terrorist attack on a Northwest Airlines flight. The attack occurred as a plane approached Detroit Metro Airport Christmas Day. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports.
The federal criminal complaint says Abdul Muttalib ignited a device attached to his leg before being subdued by passengers and flight crew. FBI preliminary analysis shows the device contained a high explosive. Abdul Muttalib was burned by a resulting fire and sent to the University of Michigan Medical Center for treatment. He was arraigned there on Saturday. The FBI and other federal law enforcement agencies continue to investigate the attack and Abdul Muttalib, who claimed to be acting on behalf of al-Qaeda. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.
Officials are still trying to confirm the alleged claims by Abdul Muttalib that he'd had al-Qaeda training. Intelligence officials are reported to be looking into it, but have not yet found any concrete evidence to back up those claims. The suspect is believed to be the son of a prominent Nigerian banker and former government minister who had voiced his concern to U.S. officials about his son's religious beliefs. Abdul Muttalib's name was placed in a terrorism database, but an official says there was not enough evidence to take away his visa or put him on a no-fly list. The incident has prompted tighter security on U.S.-bound flights. Air travel expert Terry Tripler says passengers should limit carry-on items in the coming weeks.
If at all possible, don't carry on any liquids, any gels, anything. Put that in your checked baggage. Carry on the absolute minimum. Let's make this go smoother. Because one thing I think we can probably count on a little more security.
Some carriers are telling customers that new government regulations prohibit passengers from leaving their seats starting an hour before landing. Residents in the upper Midwest are still dealing with icy roads, poor visibility, and falling temperatures. Authorities in the region are warning against any unnecessary travel. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull reports.
Holiday travelers were advised to check local forecasts and road conditions and adjust their schedules. More than 200 flights were canceled out of the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport Christmas Eve. About 50 flights out of Chicago's O'Hare Airport were canceled Saturday morning as snow and Arctic gusts continue. Parts of far northern Minnesota and Wisconsin are under whiteouts or near whiteout conditions, especially in parts where at least a foot of snow fell. Wind and below-freezing temperatures are causing many roads to ice over, and motorists are advised to take their time. AAA Wisconsin warns travelers to pack a fully charged cell phone, blankets, and food, and not to leave their vehicle should they get stranded. In Iowa, a man whose truck got stuck in the snow tried walking home. His body was found in a ditch by a neighbor. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Madison.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. A security agreement between Israel and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is being strained after Israeli forces killed six Palestinians. One incident involved a raid in the West Bank town of Nablus that targeted three members of a militant group aligned with Abbas's Fatah faction. Israel's army says the three were involved in Thursday's deadly shooting of an Israeli settler. A spokesman says they ignored in order to surrender. A plan to round up thousands of wild horses in Nevada has gotten the go-ahead. A federal judge has denied a move by animal rights activists to block the roundup, and the Obama administration says it's now scheduled for Monday. NPR's Ted Robbins has more.
The Mustangs roam the Calico Mountains in northwestern Nevada, and the Interior Department says the herds have bred to three times larger than the habitat can support. The agency says about 18,000 Mustangs live in Nevada. Its plan was to remove about 2,500 in this roundup. But a California-based group filed suit claiming the roundup would be cruel and stressful to the animals. Judge Paul Friedman ruled that the roundup does not violate federal law. Helicopters will force the wild Mustangs into holding pens, then the government will put them up for adoption or into long-term pens in the Midwest. The judge did say the law does not allow for holding the animals long-term. He suggested Congress address that issue. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
The pilot of an American Airlines jet that overshot the runway in Jamaica says he's happy to be home for the holidays. Captain Brian Cole is praising his crew for their professionalism after the plane skidded off the runway in heavy rain. The plane cracked open and dozens of passengers were treated for injuries. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.